love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody! Oh, man, we got so much to discuss with y'all today, so I need y'all to relax, grab a refreshing beverage, as Gary would say, because we're getting ready to dish with you on your favorite celebrities. So before we get started, let's check in with L.A. What's up, Frankie Beans? And
what's
Heidi,
up?
Heidi,
what's up, y'all?
Well, later, y'all, another royal baby was born, okay? But this one is a little closer to home than England, and we'll have Chewy dishing with the sexy men and women checking into the new season of Paradise Hotel. But first, Heidi, what you got?
Well, the 2019 Met Gala took place last night, and the celebs all showed up in their own interpretation of this year's theme, which was camp, which is not at all about camping, because when I was in these outfits, I was like, how the hell does that have anything to do with camping? It's not about actual camping,
No. But
it's sort of a nod to the famous essay that describes camp style for its love of the unnatural, of artifice, and exaggeration.
Yes.
Oh. So the stars hit the pink carpet at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art. And in case you missed it, here's a look at some of the most insane, over-the-top, and campiest looks of the night. We're going to start with the women first. I'm going to start with Lady Gaga because, wow, she arrives in a pink dress. And then underneath that pink dress is a black dress. And underneath the black dress is another pink dress. And underneath the pink dress is a black and white bra and panty set.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll talk about that. And then also Katy Perry decided to show up at the Met Gala with a full-size crystal chandelier covering her body. And then Cardi B. My God, Cardi B shows up with a quilted burgundy dress. The dress is decorated with 30,000 feathers. It took 35 people more than 2,000 hours to make. And then one of Frank's favorites, a model Emily Ratajkowski, wore a custom nude and silver embroidered cutout gown by Dundas, and she's paying homage to Cher.
Yeah.
All right, so who stands out as somebody who did the best at the Met Gala for the women?
Katy Perry.
She looks like, be my guest.
You know, but shout to Cardi B. She was giving us, like, red velvet fondue fountain.
Cardi killed this. She shut it down.
But how on earth, how do you get, I mean, it's got 30,000 feathers. It took 35.
Yeah.
How do you get to the Met Gala in something
with that
like
many feathers, you fly there. So Lady Gaga had on the pink dress, then she ripped it off and had on a black dress, then had on a pink dress, then had on a bra and panties. Where's the next photo?
Okay.
I want to know what happened after the bra and panties.
It's somewhere between Emily Ratajkowski and Cardi B, because Cardi B is just so stunning. But Emily looks like, I mean, a character, darling.
Emily looks like she stole something from Kim Kardashian. That looked like a Kim Kardashian niece.
Emily looks like a hood ornament.
I just want to go Emily.
Well, we got to shout out all the couples that attended this year's Met Gala. Now, Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes made their first debut as a couple. Now, Foxx seemingly matched the actress' purple color scheme, and they actually look pretty good together. So next, Jennifer Lopez sparkled at the Met Gala, and her fiancé, Alex Rodriguez, was just as mesmerized by her look as the rest of us. Now, Kimye walked the red carpet as a couple, and Kim rocking the wet look, and Kanye rocked a very plain look. Now, word on the street is his jacket on the red carpet cost less than $50. Now, last, we got the glam duo. Less than a month after tying the knot, Idris Elba and wife Sabrina Duarte rocked the red carpet for the first time as newlyweds.
Oh, my. Where do we start? Because so, Kanye looks like he's there changing someone's tire.
He does look like he works at a Valvoline.
That's a
the point there, she's the spotlight. She's the thing that should be looked at, so he wants to downplay. He doesn't want to upstage. I mean, I don't get. Yeah. I don't get.
Like he needs to dry her off.
It's so basic.
And Katie Holmes so happy to be with Jamie Foxx, so she let him wear that damn church suit with them ugly purple shoes on. I'm like, that's not a cute look at
you
all.
You know, man. You got them purple shoes at home, Gary.
So, yeah, but girl, at least I'm not wearing them to the Met Gala. He could have left that at home, hell, with that mess. And her dress looks regular.
So what do you think of Idris Elba and his new wife?
And she, honey, with that, he could have left that at home. They could have stayed home, honey.
That's yes, yeah.
Dress. I mean, her hair matches her dress, and his suit matches her roots.
Now, her dress fits her like a glove.
It fits
and the
her.
Color is stunning. But the hair, it just kind of...
What was that about?
Like a bad Bratz doll.
It's a regular look, and that jacket he's wearing is, I mean...
That's what I'm saying. You're going to the Met Gala. If the whole thing is camp, and it's all about extravagant and crazy and artificial, all that... They missed the mark.
Come on.
And the thing about it, they should have let the queens let the people know what camp meant.
What they should have done, if they wanted to wear, if they were dead set on these outfits, then you just swap them. She wears the suit, he wears that dress wig all the
day. Now, some of these men, y'all, came and showed up for this year's Met Gala. And, of course, honey, my favorite actor, baby, Billy Porter, baby.
Yes.
The most, honey, he was married. Onto the red carpet, baby.
Yes.
Shirtless men dressed, honey, in a gold bodysuit and matching headpieces, y'all. And check out the wings, honey.
Gary, this is how you're brought into Dish Nation every day. We see you.
Yes, honey. But anyway, y'all, honey, now they were wearing this, honey, red and crystal ensemble. Jared Leto, y'all, he arrived with an unusual guest and, y'all, a replica of his own head. His
that
own
was very
head.
Weird. He was offering people head all night. He was handing his own head to people. It was very bizarre. Like, you imagine you're on the red carpet, the Met Gala, and here comes Jared Leto, and he's handing you his own head. You're like,
He was playing Prince in the background. But then, honey, we have Harry Styles, y'all, who hosted this year's gala for the first time, honey, dressed in Gucci ensemble with a sheer black top with lace that showed off his many tattoos and bare chest. And lastly, y'all, Leto had some fierce competition, y'all. All eyes were on fellow actor Ezra Miller, honey. Literally, y'all, he was stylish wearing a Burberry suit. But, honey, it was his face that turned heads. So who do you guys think stole, y'all, the Met Gala of the men?
Billy Porter.
Billy Porter.
All out. He went all out. He came with the wings, honey. Those wings look like they're very expensive, and they took a very long time to get made. Like, he just, hands down.
The gala,
I got to give it up to Jared Leto. His outfit is kind of unisex, and maybe this is his way of announcing that he's going to play wrestler Al Snow. That was kind of like his sneeze. He used to always walk around with the head.
I got to give it up to Ezra Miller, because I think the eyes have it.
I know that Harry Styles looks like something out of Clockwork Orange.
I know, girl. What was she
like,
doing?
What is happening here?
Mom would like that blouse.
All right, you guys, it's a baby alert. Yes, there's something in the water because, Gary, your cousin, the royal baby, isn't the only baby born recently because also sort of American royalty, actress Amy Schumer, actress and comedian Amy Schumer, and her husband, Chris Fisher.
More like trailer park royalty.
I love Amy Schumer.
I love her, too. I love her too. Trailer Park Girls.
So Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, had their very first baby, a little boy. And, of course, she shared the news via social media by posting a photo with her husband and newborn baby boy with the caption, 10:55 p.m. last night, our royal baby was born. Of course, referring to the royal baby born to Prince Harry and the Duchess of Sussex. And I'm sure Amy Schumer and Meghan Markle going to have very different mom experiences.
And I think you can curse in that Schumer house.
Well, yes, you're right.
I definitely can curse there.
You know when they say when a baby is newborn, they go, oh, it looks just like the mother or father. In this case, it does look just like Amy.
It looks exactly like Amy.
What are you saying, Frank?
That she's all cute.
It's a boy.
No, he's talking about Amy.
Oh, that she's she all is cute. Oh, I'm so happy for her. For
At first, I didn't see the baby, and I thought she's had her husband sewn to her face.
So did anyone see Amy Schumer's latest Netflix special? Because she talks about, like, being a mom and how different she is than Meghan Markle as a pregnant woman and how difficult pregnancy has been for her.
If she's more like her character in, like, Snatched versus a character in Trainwreck, I think she's going to be okay.
Yeah,
like, I think
right.
she's built for it.
She's going to be a fun mom. She is. She's going to be the one that's like, it's okay, you can paint on the walls. Who cares?
All right, well, we just want to say congratulations to Amy Schumer and her husband, Chris Fisher, on a healthy baby boy. Congratulations, Amy.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right, y'all. Up next, Kim Kardashian is out here freeing people, baby. We'll tell you all about it right after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, I know some of y'all might find this hard to admit, especially you, Gary, but Kim Kardashian might actually make a pretty good attorney.
You know what I thought about it? Because since I did, it was one of the jeans probably flows.
It's a skill.
Well, let me break it down for you. So believe it or not, Kim K has been working under the radar to help free prisoners that were serving heavy sentences without parole for low-level drug offenses. And just within the last 3 months, Kim, along with her legal team, has helped to free 17 prisoners.
Whoa.
Okay.
For example, she's backed former inmates like Jamel Carraway, who is back with his family after serving 11 years of a life sentence for cocaine possession in federal prison, as well as Eric Bauer, who was convicted on a drug charge when he was 29 and was sentenced to life without parole. He's now home in Florida and had a chance to see his mom for the first time in 16 years, and that's just a couple.
Yeah, that's so, but how does she get to do that? That's what I want to know.
Because the most popular or famous person in most rooms is going to get all the perks and get people's attention. It is what it is. And the word is, she's just getting started.
Okay, but she ain't no politic or nothing. Why are these people listening to Kim Kardashian?
Thank you.
What level of politic?
She ain't no politician. She ain't no politician to be politicking for nobody to get out of prison or the federal or the system or whatever. What level of respect has she gained with the world to be able to pull people out of prison? Like, we got to be cool with Trump right now. We got to be cool with the president. Could we have hollered at Obama and been like, yo, what's up? No, they would have looked down on him and they would have been like, we not letting them people out of prison. Why does Kim Kardashian get to do this?
The brat for president.
I don't want to have no parts of it.
Are we trying to get people out or locked up more?
Well, y'all, Jada Pinkett Smith let the ladies know, honey, don't mess with my man. In the new episode of Red Table Talk, the actress turned talk show host sat down with Aisha and Sonia Curry to chat about life as a wife of very famous men, darling. And when asked how she deals with women coming for her man, this is what she had to say.
There was only like one or two times where I might have gotten a little hostile, where I felt like people, they stepped over a boundary and they were disrespectful. Now we got an issue, you know, because I know who I am. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, he knows who I am.
Okay, Jada, we hear you, girls.
Yeah, but she said too much.
What
just
you mean?
Say, honey, if somebody would come out of my man, I'd beat the bitch ass. That's what I would have said.
That's what
well,
I would do.
She don't, she don't want to just come out and
well,
say
she
that.
Need to come on, let's be real. She's supposed to be real.
She is being real. She said he knows her, and he don't want to put her in that situation because she will beat the bitch ass, but she just didn't want to say that on Red Table Talk because she don't want to seem too aggressive
right.
and
but
too
that,
hood.
That, I've had the instances where I'm like, hi, like, how you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
who's
you
that slow girl dancing with no music?
Huh? That's the... She's here.
Uh-uh.
We're in
she
here.
She got a spider on her shoulder.
Okay. That's a new dance. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Yep, and today's deal is the Ideation Truly Wireless Auto Pair Bluetooth Earbuds with charging case. Now listen up, y'all, because this is the perfect gift for an artist in your life. This sleek, thin charging case can be stored away comfortably in a pocket or purse. It's perfect for traveling and around the house.
Now this is cute though, Brad, but how do you charge it?
Well, Gary, you know I got you covered, big baby. It has a built-in rechargeable battery, and it comes with a recharging case.
Yo, how's the mic on this?
This has an integrated microphone for hands-free calls and a built-in stereo sound with noise reduction.
Dope.
This is so cute. Okay, so how much is it?
Girl, let me tell you, y'all get ready to turn up the volume on this one because usually these earbuds go for $100, ooh, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yes! Just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, well, coming up next, Chewy Martinez sits down with the cast from Paradise Hotel, and you don't want to miss it right after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody. Now, look who has joined us once again. It's our friend Chewy Martinez.
Yeah.
Chewy has stopped by because he brought us the, I guess you got a whole set of new contestants for Paradise Hotel.
Yes, Paradise Hotel is back and airs on Fox this Thursday, 8 p.m., 7 Central. I was hanging out with the contestants. They're looking for love.
Of course.
And they're looking for that money, $250,000 grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. It was a good time.
Paradise Hotel has reopened for business. And this May, new sexy singles are checking in. Some play for love. Some play dirty. But everyone plays to win. Hook up or check out. It's hotel policy.
Are you here for love, brother? Are you trying to find love?
I am here for love.
Okay.
I feel like the heartbreak kid. I wear love on my sleeve.
Okay.
I've gotten my heart broken. Have you gotten your heart broken, Chewy?
I've gotten my heart broken.
It sucks.
Yeah, it does once.
Once.
Thank God.
Right, thank God.
Thank God. Thanks, Anna.
When it comes to DeAndre looking for love, what exactly do you look for in a relationship?
You know, the things I look for in a relationship, it's more of a vibe with me.
Okay.
Because I have came across dudes that, like, are everything on my checklist, mm-hmm. but it's like I just can't force myself. But they do have to be God-fearing,
mm-hmm.
truthful,
yes,
honest, and loyal.
And what are you looking for, man, in a relationship?
In a relationship?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Something very straight up and very upfront. So, honestly, someone who I can goof around with.
So yeah. You're looking for love right now?
I am 100% okay. looking for love.
Okay,
I'm
like
done
that.
With the games.
What do you look for in a relationship?
I look for trust, loyalty, fun. Fun is the most important. I think if you're able to laugh with someone
yes.
and have a good time, that stuff doesn't change. Sense of humor isn't likely to change with
yes.
age.
So Paradise Hotel, what are you prepared for?
I'm prepared to meet men and guys.
Yes.
That's what I'm in it for, right?
Yes. Okay, let's play a game. A rapid fire game. All right, board shorts or Speedos?
Board shorts.
Boy shorts.
Oh, Speedos.
Board shorts.
Blondes or brunettes?
Blondes.
Brunettes.
Blondes.
Not dudes.
Romantic or naughty?
Naughty.
Romantic.
Oh, boo.
Sometimes naughty.
Romantic for sure.
Foreplay fan or get right to it?
Right to it.
Foreplay. Gotta make her feel good.
Let's get right to it.
Damn. Selfish. He's a selfish guy, ladies.
I'm not. I finish last, if at all.
I finish first. Chewy Martinez Hans.
All right, Chewy, thanks so much for stopping by. We always love when you're here.
Thank you.
Don't you go anywhere because we got more Dish Nation for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey,
so we talked about a lot with the Met Gala, y'all. Is it the Met Gala or Met Gala?
The Met Gala.
Excuse me, the Met Gala. The celebrities darling the fashion, but our girl Tiffany Haddish, who looked fabulous, by the way, brought up something on the Met red carpet that is rarely talked about, and that's food. Take a look.
Oh, you ready to see the chicken? The chicken in my bag?
No.
Last year I came, it was not enough food. You feel me? And I was hungry. And when I'm hungry, my attitude's not good. So I said, I'm going to be prepared this year.
That hat is giving me Toy Story.
But the thing is, though, Brad, y'all, the chicken. She had chicken in that beautiful purse. I know that purse probably stinked.
Well,
and I mean,
well, she had a Ziploc bag on it.
She had a Ziploc
bag. It was a drumstick loose.
Yeah, but
right.
Who does that?
Some things need not be said. She should have just went inside with her chicken, I mean, and called it a day. She was already a spectacle. Like, we didn't have to point out the chicken.
I mean, we take food in the movies. Don't act like that, y'all.
But we get to hide in a shroud of darkness where we, like, bring our food into the movies.
This
like, you
is
know,
true.
Like, where would you go in the Met Gala and eat where no one could see you? Like,
what would have been grand? Had she on a nice flowing gown
made of chicken
with that chicken, not no damn pimp suit with
we'd
that
have talked about a real bad day too. We'd have been like, she's so ghetto. You would have had something to say about
now
that too.
Now announce Colonel Sanders' wife. Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.